Step by Step, Book 3.
Unit 49, Career, Lesson 97, Part 1, Warming Up Exercises, Note Taking, Book Classification in Libraries. You are going to hear a brief account of the book classification in libraries. Listen carefully. Note down the subjects only.
In most libraries, books are classified according to their subject on the Dewey Decimal System. Under this system, knowledge is divided into 10 main classes and named as follows. 000, General. 100, Philosophy. 200, Religion. 300, Social Science. 400, Language. 500, Science. 600, Applied Science. 700, Art and Recreation. 800, Literature. 900, History, Travel, Biography.
Each main class is divided into 10 divisions, also numbered 0 to 9, giving the second figure of a book's classification number, and, within the main classes, books are grouped on the shelves to correspond. For instance, books on art and recreation are arranged in the following divisions. 700, Art and Recreation. 710, Landscape Art. 720, Architecture. 730, Sculpture. 740, Drawing and Design. 750, Painting. 760, Engraving. 770, Photography. 780, Music. 790, Amusements.
Each division of a main class is then subdivided into 10 sections, the first covering the subject in general and the others, numbered 0 to 9, dealing with its branches. Here is an example. 700, Main Class, Art and Recreation. 790, Division, Amusements. Sections, 791, Public Entertainment. 792, Theater, Stage. 793, Indoor Entertainment. 794, Games of Skill. 795, Games of Chance. 796, Outdoor Sports and Games. 797, Water Sports. 798, Horsemanship, Racing. 799, Fishing, Hunting, Shooting.
Part 2. Studying for a career in England. Every year, thousands of overseas students arrive in England to take up their studies in this country. Some come to learn or improve their knowledge of the language, others to train for a career. In this dialogue, Sydney, a student from Africa, is telling John, an English friend, why he came to study architecture in England.
What did you say you were going to take up as a career?
Architecture. Actually, I've already started. I began my studies at the Bartlett School of Architecture last October.
What are you going to do when you finish?
Oh, I shall go back home and practice there. There's a great deal of scope for architects in my country, and a lot of useful work to be done. Building schools, hospitals, homes for the people.
Will you need English in your job?
It'll be useful in many ways, because there's a lot about architecture written in English. And besides, many professional people in my country use English as a second language. When you attend international conferences, English is often the official language. Yes, I think I've done well to brush up my English.
What made you decide to take up architecture as a career?
Well, I was good at maths and art at school, and I think I had a certain feeling for design. My teachers encouraged me and said I had a bent for architecture. I suppose my personal qualities made me choose architecture and not law, for instance.
Why have you chosen England for your studies? Why not some other country?
Oh, well, there are lots of reasons. But I'm not sorry, because you've got some of the best schools of architecture in the world.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions in note form. Your answers must be based on the information you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Complete the paragraph by using the notes that you have made in Exercise 1. Part 3.
Job interview.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I have an appointment with the personnel director, Mr. Bausch.
Will you take a seat and I'll see if he is free yet?
Thank you. Later.
Mr. Lee, Mr. Bausch will see you now. His office is down the hall and to your left.
Thank you. Steve introduces himself. Mr. Bausch, I'm Steve Lee. Well, hello, Mr. Lee. It's early and you've come a long way just for an interview. Yes, sir. We read your ad in the paper, and my aunt said that this is a very reputable firm. And since I want to be a lawyer someday, we thought this job would give me a good start. I see. Of course, you realize it will be dull for a while. You wouldn't get to practice law right off. Oh, I realize that, sir. It would be mostly filing, tracking things down, and looking things up. All sorts of odd jobs. Delivering things to the courthouse, and bringing things that the lawyers forgot. Even running down to get them a sandwich now and then. I wouldn't mind that, sir. At least I could get the feel of a law office. What kind of a lawyer do you want to be, Steve? A corporation lawyer, sir. I'm good at figures. Oh, that's interesting. We can always use a good head for math around here. What grade are you in? I'll be a senior next year. And what law school do you plan to go to? Harvard, sir. Well, that's setting your mark high enough. You realize this job doesn't pay very much, don't you? Yes, sir. But I can get by, and like my aunt said, I can wait another year before I buy a car. Experience and education are more important now. Well, Steve, if you are smart enough to figure that out, you are smart enough for this job. When can you come to work? Right now, sir. You mean it? Yes. You've got yourself a job, but take a couple of days to get located and find your way around. Then come in Wednesday morning at 8 sharp. Yes, sir. And thank you, sir. I'll be here. Later on the phone. Hello, Mom. Is that you? I made it.
Exercises. Answer the questions with the important words you have jotted down.